It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
Shane Stevens joins us for a chat. How you doing, Shane?
I'm going very good, thank you, Daniel.
That's good. All right, mate. We've got plenty to get through tonight, so we'll get straight into it. Firstly, you were up this way, the Bendigo region, but you didn't even come in to say good day.
No, I thought because of COVID we weren't allowed to come into the studio. Otherwise, I would have popped my head in and said hello, and you would actually be able to meet me in person, and no one understands I do have a head for radio.
Well, look, at the end of the day, I fully understand why. That's the reason you're telling us that you're not coming in. The real reason is because you didn't want to buy me a coffee. Moving on. Moving on. School holidays, obviously. Some of the lakes have been restocked. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so school holidays are a great opportunity for mums and dads to get the kids out and have the potential to catch a rainbow trout. So Victorian Fishing Authority have certainly come to the party, and over the school holidays they stock a lot of small waters. And I've just gone onto their website, and anyone can pop on there and have a look at that, which is at vfa.vic.gov.au, and have a look at all the small waters around the central Victorian region that have been stocked by fishers with rainbow trout. Now, these rainbow trout are around about up to 30 centimetres, so they're ready to be caught. Good fun for the kids and a great starting point to get into the sport as such. So some of the lakes in and around Bendigo and Ballarat, so forgive me for some of my pronunciation here, but Nianga Lake in Eagle Hawk. We've also got Victoria Park Lakes here in Ballarat, Gong Reservoir at Bunningong, Kennington Reservoir at Strathdale, Jubilee Lakes at Darlison, Forest Lake at Kangaroo Flat, Crusoe Reservoir at Bendigo. So they're just some of the places that are being stocked by fisheries. Now, these trout, as I said, they're around about 30 centimetres long and great fun. And I know my young bloke, Maxie, he's been out with grandparents catching some of them at some of the lakes that are around here in Ballarat. So it's great fun. But for the mums and dads that really don't know much about how to set up your rigs, as in rods and reels and all that sort of thing, you can first of all head down to see Lindsay and the guys at the Hartleys. They can sell you some equipment. So rods, reels, sinkers, lines and hooks and that sort of stuff. And some bait, very simple, power bait or some worms. And that'll just get you started. Then if you're really, really desperate, Daniel, to get some expert tuition, you can hop on YouTube. I don't know why you're laughing there.
Frog in the throat, mate. Frog in the throat.
Pop in my name, Shane Stevens, tips for trout fishing gear preparation. And what that'll do is give you a rundown on all the bits and pieces that you need and how to set up your rods and reels to enable you to go and catch a trout in any of these small waters or any of the other lakes around the state that have been stocked by fisheries as well. So, great opportunity to get the kids out, get them off the iPads and PlayStations and all those things, and a bit of exercise and out in the fresh air, Daniel.
In all seriousness, we have a bit of fun between you and I, but I have watched some of your YouTube videos and they are so informative, Shane. So, yes, I agree 100%. Mum and Dad, get the kids on the YouTube and, you know, don't worry about, you know, baby shark or whatever it is, and just type in your name. And, yeah, absolutely, I agree that the videos you're doing are so informative. Even my son watches them from time to time and he says, oh, is that the guy that talks on the radio with your dad? And I said, yeah, absolutely. So he's getting into it as well. Just give us that website again, Shane.
Okay, so you can hop on the Victorian Fisheries website.
Yep.
And that will give you the locations of the lakes around the central Victorian region. So there's lots of others that I haven't mentioned.
Yep.
But certainly for those listeners in the wide area, you can just hop on there and have a look. And then, obviously, if you want to look on YouTube for Shane Stevens' tips for trout fishing gear preparation, and that'll give you the YouTube clip as well.
Now, I'm just going to forewarn everybody who's listening. I have a voucher to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing to give away, but what I'm going to do, because it's the school holidays, I want a kid to ring up. Not the adults, the kids to ring up very soon. Not right now. Very soon. Hey, Shane, give us some fishing reports as to where we can try and catch a fish this weekend.
Yeah, certainly this weekend, Daniel. For those anglers that really like to chase trout, it's that time of the year to do it. Our lakes and reservoirs are still all filling up, and rivers are all open for fishing. But certainly Tullaroop Reservoir, there's some lovely brown and rainbow trout being caught up there on flies and also lures. I was out at Moorabool Reservoir on Monday morning, and lovely sunrise out there it was, and I was able to catch a lovely brown trout around about 3 pounds, and there was a few others floating around as well. And so at the Lake Wenderee, I've seen some nice big redfin up to 46 centimetres being caught on soft plastic there this week, and also some trout being caught on flies. So there's certainly a few opportunities around the central Victorian region over the weekend where you could head out and catch a fish.
All right, Shane, really do appreciate your time as always, and we'll catch up very soon.
Cheers, Daniel.